Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Jonathan Shkurko with the latest news from the island. First up, booster shots for all adults were approved by the cabinet yesterday, but no additional restrictive measures will be introduced, at least for the time being. The booster shot decision was taken amid concerns regarding the increasing number of cases and hospitalization, with 354 new infections announced yesterday, while 88 are in hospital with the virus. No deaths were reported. More information regarding the rollout of the booster dose will be announced in the coming days, the health ministry said, but will apply to all over 18s who were vaccinated 6 months previously. Later yesterday, Health Minister Mihalis Hadzipantelas met with the epidemiologist advisory team, where it was decided no additional measures will be introduced for now, as the government presses on with the efforts to boost vaccination coverage. He urged the public to adhere to existing protocols of social distancing, mask wearing, and ventilating indoor spaces. The minister said the experts had made no proposal to introduce stricter measures for the unvaccinated, such as occurred in Austria. Meanwhile, one of the government's scientific advisors has warned a fifth wave may be coming. Professor Petros Karayiannis said there were several reasons for concern, such as the high figures elsewhere, and that although 80% of the population are fully vaccinated, there is still an increase in daily cases. About 35% of those treated at state hospitals for COVID are vaccinated. Karayiannis added that there must be a careful analysis of the contact tracing data to identify where these cases are originating from, as there are few tourists and the problem is within the community. Moving on, student demonstrations and strongly worded statements for the political parties mark the 38th anniversary of the Turkish Cypriot unilateral decision of independence on November 15, 1983. Student demonstrated in all the major towns, while President Nikos Anastasiadis said that Turkey's long-standing demand for a two-state solution will fail, like it failed 38 years ago, when the act of UDI was condemned by the entire international community with a series of UN Security Council resolutions. In other news, in Brussels, EU foreign policy chief Joseph Borrell said yesterday that the options paper on possible EU responses to Turkey's actions in opening up part of Varosha will be presented at the next EU Foreign Affairs Council in December. He said member states had repeated their solidarity with Cyprus and now have to convert this into concrete proposals to address Turkey's unilateral move to change the status quo of Varosha. Reports said the options paper will be made up of two sections, one outlining the situation in the fenced-off area of Varosha, and one setting out the options that the EU has to respond. They added that Foreign Minister Nikos Christodoulidis had expressed Cyprus's displeasure over the delay in the process. Elsewhere, the cabinet has approved legislation regulating the use of electric scooters, which have become an ever more common sight on the roads. The bills were prepared by the Transport Ministry and include minimum specifications and safety measures in a bid to ensure road safety. The proposed legislation said the scooters will be allowed on bicycle lanes and pavements or squares, provided the local authority has permitted their use. Users must be 16 and above, while protective helmets will be mandatory. And finally, city taxi drivers are going on an indefinite strike starting today, saying they have been discriminated against, as officials are trying to prevent them from crossing to the north to buy cheaper petrol. The work stoppage started at 6:30 a.m. and taxi drivers said they will block some roads in Nicosia. The decision to strike followed an impromptu protest on Saturday, where a group of taxi drivers blocked the Agios Domitios crossing point with their cars for several hours after a taxi driver attempted to cross to the north and the Greek Cypriot officer asked to check the petrol tank to make sure he did not attempt to fill it with cheaper fuel from the north. And that is all we have time for today. Thank you for listening, and as always, Cyprus Beat will return tomorrow. In the meantime, for more news, analysis, and content, please visit cyprus-mail.com.